Undocumented workers can have a very different experience of the United States depending on which state they're in. Not so bad if they're in Massachusetts. Here's Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick.
It's first and foremost to get people who are out of work back to work. It is about integrating new Americans.
A totally different story in Alabama. Here's Alabama State Representative John Merrill.
We want anybody that wants to make their home here to be able to do that. But we want every one of them to do it the right way, through legalized immigration.
In the absence of immigration reform on the federal level, are individual states just making it up as they go? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Friday, June 10th. I'm Celeste Headlee. I'm joining you today from Boston. I'm visiting our partner station WGBH, and Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is filling in for John Hockenberry in New York today. So neither one of us is in our home cities. Good morning, Todd.
Hi. Good morning, Celeste. Nobody's in their normal place, but we're together in a way. Let's get to some of the morning's top news. Syrian state television says the army has begun operations in the northern town of Jisr al-Shagur, where a crackdown is expected. Troops backed by tanks are reportedly on the outer edges of town. Thousands of residents have fled to Turkey, leaving the area nearly deserted. Nations intervening in Libya pledged more than $1 billion in aid for the operation at a meeting in the United Arab Emirates. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. and its allies are looking forward to democratic change in Libya.
We reaffirmed there is only one way forward for Libya. Attacks against civilians must stop, Gaddafi must go, and the Libyan people deserve to determine their own future.
Clinton said the United States will contribute an additional $26 million in strictly humanitarian aid.
Rival protests by pro- and anti-regime groups are planned in Yemen today amid news that President Ali Saleh may soon return from Saudi Arabia. He was there receiving medical treatment after attacks on his compound. This morning, Germany's National Disease Control Center has announced bean sprouts are the cause of the European E. coli outbreak. Reinhard Berger, head of the Robert Koch Institute, Germany's Disease Control Center, made the announcement.
It is the bean sprouts, but we don't know exactly where they come from.
The sprouts did not test positive for E. coli, but officials say the pattern of the outbreak makes a clear trail. 29 people have been killed in that outbreak, 3,000 sickened.
The campaign manager and more than a dozen aides and advisors of Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich have all resigned. They cited disagreements over the direction of the campaign. Gingrich says he's still going forward with his presidential bid, however. He'll relaunch his campaign this weekend in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, another GOP candidate, Mitt Romney, says he'll skip Iowa's straw poll. That's coming up at the end of the summer.
Slowing winds in Arizona have helped 3,000 firefighters make gains against the Wallow Fire. 5% of the fire has been contained so far, and Fire Division Supervisor Rocky Gilbert says more progress can be made if good weather holds.
Hopefully the forecast for the next few days is better. It's in our favor so that we can actually have fire move away from the town as we light it instead of Mother Nature blowing it down the hill on us.
FEMA has approved grants to help in the fight against the blaze, which is now more than 300 square miles. And as we mentioned earlier, Alabama has now enacted a tough new immigration law. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley has signed it into law that requires businesses to verify that new employees are legal residents. It also puts in place new requirements for apartment rentals, education, and some other areas.
Well, the Dallas Mavericks won last night. They lead the series 3-2, one victory away from putting away the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals. Let's check on the markets now. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. And the Dow gets underway at 12,049. The S&P opens at 1,279. And the NASDAQ opens at 2245. Well, coming up later, legendary boxing legend. Well, he is a legendary legend. He's Sugar Ray Leonard. He's got a new memoir out. He's going to be joining us live on the show. So stick with us through that. We have Sugar Ray Leonard live on the show. I was a fan of his all growing up. Celeste, were you?
Oh, I had the biggest crush on him.
Can't wait to talk to Sugar Ray coming up on The Takeaway.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.